it stop. No.
No, I can't, Bishop. I can't. This is Crowbot, and we can't stop listening to CJLO.
Yes, true. Crowbot can't stop listening to CJLO, and you, in turn, can't stop listening to Crowbot. Crowbot's going to be coming up later on the show, specifically not like live on the show, like a pre-recorded session and interview that we did with them when they stopped by in July. And they are some rad dudes. I mean, obviously, pretty obvious, right? I mean, I think pretty obvious. If you've seen them, then you know that. It's a ridiculous show. Ridiculous. So stay tuned for that session. But let's go over what you just heard. Shall we? Let's shall. That was Suspiriorum. Suspiriorum. Not Orium. Suspiriorum. Yes. Difficult to say. That's they're from Austin, featuring members of Witchcrier, Destroyer of Light, Runescarred, and Hyanna. That's the members of those. Destroyer of Light has done an interview on this show before, and I don't know if I'm blowing up Steve's spot here, but he's actually married to the lead singer of Witchcrier. I don't even know if I think Witchcrier is not a band anymore, which makes me sad because they're very good. But his wife is the lead singer of that band. Was the lead singer of that band? Is a singer for sure. Is the singer in this band? So you know, good on them. Making a group of super stoner Austin group. Super group of stoners, stonery things from Austin. Yeah, sure. That whole album, in case you're wondering, is basically them making songs for movies that don't exist, like old movies that don't exist. So, like, that's cool. So, yeah, you know. If you enjoy that, go check out the rest of their stuff. You can actually go to their Bandcamp, and you can download their latest EP for free dollars. Free dollars. I don't want to brag or anything, but you know, we get a bonus track with the EP that we get. I you know, not bragging. I'm not saying that CJLO is better than everyone else. I am saying, however, that we are the number one independent station in Montreal. And, you know, whatever that brings with it. You know, I'm just saying. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Hey, speaking of just saying, why don't I just say more of the songs that you heard? You heard Marissa Nadler. Nadler? Nadler? One of those two for sure, probably. Actually, it'll probably be something completely different. That was a cover of Fell in Black Days by Soundgarden. Oh, Jesus, my brain just shorted out. I went into a boot loop there for a second. Apologies about that. Yeah, Fell in Black Days. That's off of the Super Unknown. Super Unknown? Or is that off of the... what happens is... Let me tell you a story. When a label called Magnetic Eye loves a band very much, they get a bunch of their friends together and they cover a bunch of that band's songs. They've done this for AC/DC, they've done it for Pink Floyd, they've done it for Alice in Chains, they've done it for, I'm forgetting one in there, it doesn't matter. The point is they do this. So that is either from them, Black Sabbath was another one, obviously. They either did that for Soundgarden Super Unknown, the album, like where a band covers each of the songs, or they did a best of the band as well. It's from one of those two. I have not committed the track list to Super Unknown to my head, so I apologize for that. I know that kills my cred, makes it so that I can't be trusted anymore with any metal things, but I guess I'm just going to have to live with that. Live with that knowledge. I'm sorry. And starting it all off with some Bat Sabbath with Iron Maiden, of course. Bat Sabbath being Cancer Bats covering Black Sabbath. Bat Sabbath, you see. Very clever. Very good. That's a live off the floor EP that they have out right now. Pardon me. I'm just having all kinds of problems here with everything I'm doing. Just everything is going incorrectly here. Now, because Crowbot is at the second part of the show here, I kind of have to get to a bunch of CanCon here during the first part of the show so that I can, you know, play Crobot, play it all, not have to worry about not meeting CanCon requirements or whatever other things are going on. So, unfortunately, some of the stuff that I was going to do, it's just not going to be here. I'm sorry. I apologize. I would be playing some Thunder Horse from San Antonio. You know, I would be doing that, but unfortunately, I just don't have the time. I can't. I don't have the time. So, you know, that's not going to happen. Instead, I am going to play some metal things. Some loud, angry, aggressive metal things for you. So we're going to slip right into that. Which is probably not the best way to go about this. I'd probably ease you into it, but there's no time. There's no time to do that. So, you know, let's start off with some black metal, okay? That sounds like a good plan for me to do. We'll start off with some black metal. Some from Mistwalker, in fact. Re-releasing their first record, Under the Fallen Sky. This is Under the Fallen Sky, I guess, /10 Years in the Mist, because it's, you know, 10-year reissue of this album, re-recording. It's actually a re-recording. I'm not saying that flippantly. It is a re-recording of the first record that was done by, I forget if he has a pseudonym or not. So I just won't blow up his spot because, you know, that's not cool to do. Let me play you a thing that I think represents today, something called The Damp Forest. Because that's what Montreal feels like, minus the forest. Just damp and gross. Gross and damp. I apologize that I did not get this wind screen for this microphone. It sounds crisp, and that is not what I want this to sound like. The sibilance is out of control, and the peepops are friggin' everywhere. So let's play some Mistwalker. I'll play some more things. I'm definitely going to play some Black Pestilence. Talking is hard. And we'll see where else we go from there. Yeah? Does it sound good? Does it sound good, buddy? Is it good, buddy? I'm going to tell you we're going to try and end here with some Cataclysm and some Cryptopsy. You know, Montreal, big things getting released recently. So here's some Mistwalker, and we will keep running with that. Keep it locked. This is Great Explosives, CJLO1690M, Crobot, coming up later in the show. Enjoy. Yeah.
We'll be right back.